Today's daf is daf pei. Before we start, I just want to review a few machlokot we saw with Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim. So we saw, number one, otova et bino. So we have, let's make a little chart, otova et bino. We have, Tanakama says, it's, so now, when it comes to the koi, okay, this whole topic is the koi, who's a sefek chaya, sefek behema, okay, until now we've been understanding that it has one parent chaya, one parent behema. Later we're going to see there's some other opinions about this, but that's the assumption right now. And then we're going to say that according to, so it's part and part, so according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's not nohe, right, there's no, you know, asur, okay, because we talked about it has to be fully an animal. And Tanakama says it's asur. Okay, there is an isur votov, but no. Then we had the machloket about kisoy hadam. Okay, or maybe we'll put first the, we'll do it in the order of the Gemara. Kisoy hadam, we had ein shochatim biyom tov, mishum safek. Right, you're not allowed to, okay, what's the issue here? It's safek, whether it's behemar or chaya. If it was chaya, you'd be chayav in kisoy adam. So we're now going to say it's safek, okay, and that's going to match, at this point we said it matches Tanakama, but soon we'll see it matches both opinions. And then we're going to have matanot, okay, that we did already or we didn't do that yet? The matanot kuna, I can't remember now where we ended it. Did we end off with that or is that the next? That's the next one, okay. Matnot kehuna, okay, which is with the zroa lechayayim and keva. So what we ended with last time was this thing about en shochatin oto b'yom tov, and we concluded, right, we said it doesn't make sense according to either opinion, so it must be that Rabbanan are sipuke misapka lehu, they're not sure what it is, and therefore, in other words, they're not sure. Obviously, it's a story. I said sem k'tzatze, but it's choshishin lezera ha'av, according to Tanakama. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, ain choshishin lezera ha'av. Right? We're not worried about the father. We're only worried about the mother. And then we're going to say, right, it goes by that. So, according to this, Tanakama says, choshishin lezera ha'av mishum safek. Because we're not sure, so we're going to be concerned, right? The obvious thing is that the father is a, right? In this case, it's that the father is a chaya, okay? And since the father's a chaya, and we're not sure, therefore, whether to consider him or not, maybe it's chayav in kisoy hadam. Okay, so then, the Gemara ended yesterday with,
why do you do kisoy hadam for a chaya on Yom Tov?
Kisoy hadam anytime you shecht a chaya. There's a chiyuv of kisoy hadam for a chaya. So since we allow you to shecht an animal to eat it, kisoy hadam is part of the process, so you're allowed to do it if you're chaya. But if it's only a safek, then you're not chaya. Like, for example, I'll give you another example. Brit milah is doche Shabbat. But if it's a safek, brit milah, if the baby was born b'en hashmashot, you don't know if the chiyuv of the brit was Friday or Shabbat, then you push it off to Sunday because you're not allowed to do it Friday because maybe it's not yet. You're not allowed to do it on Shabbat because safek is not doche Shabbat. Same thing here. So since it's only a safek, whether since the mother's a behemah, therefore, en shechutin b'yom tov. So right now we're understanding that as Tanakama's opinion. Now the Gemara is going to say, well, since Rabbanan or Sipuke Misapke Lehu, right, Milidor Abana Misapke Lehu, the Rabbi Eliezer Pshitale. Okay, we're about 12, 13, 14 lines from the bottom. If you can't say they're both Misupakim, that makes no sense. So it must be Rabbanan say, maybe we're Choshesh for Zerah Ha'av, and Rabbi Eliezer says, for sure we're not Choshesh. But that doesn't make sense with the next bright. Vahadetanya hazroa v'alchayayim v'akeva, the three gifts that go every time you shecht an animal, you have to give these parts to the Kohen. Nohagim b'koi u'b'kilayim. Okay, these are noheg b'koi. Okay, so here again we have Chachamim say it's noheg. Okay, you have to give them. And Rabbi Eliezer says, hey, no, noheg, we're going to see in a second. Okay, so Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, kilayim haba mina ezu mina rachel chayav b'matanot. Because those are for sure behemot, right? If it's a crossbreed between two behemot, then you're chayav. But min hakoi, you're going to be patur min amatanot. So now, b'mayaskina, what is this case, right? Remember, which is the parent? Which is the chayav? Which is the behemah? B'tayish habal atzviyah v'yalda, If you say it's a tayish, okay, a goat that mates with a doe, which means that the mother is a chaya, so then bishlamala Rabbi Elazar de Patra, then we understand why it's a no no hay. Okay, because the mother is a chaya. So therefore it all goes by the mother and chashim lezer ha'av. We're good. Kasavar, seva afilu miksat seh lo amrina, right? And he doesn't hold, even if you have a little bit of the seh, right? Even if there's some genetics of a seh in it, of a behema, we're going to do allow, or we're going to be mechayev in this case. Ela l'rabbanan, nihide kasavar seva afilu miksat seh, but according to Rabbanan, who say even miksat seh, now you're going to have an issue. Bishlama palga lo yahiv le. We understand why part you're not going to have to give. Because, what are you going to say? Part of the animal, right? This animal is a chetzi chetzi, right? Now, we're dealing with dine mamonot here, okay? This is different from all the other things we've talked about. Because now we're going to say like this. If you're, half of it is vadai behema, right? Half the genetics of this animal is a behema, and half, right, we're going to assume this is like 50-50, okay? That's the way genetics works, okay? So it's got half of a behema. That part you would have to pay. But what's the problem? Idach palga, but the other half, now this is mamonot. So now what happens? In order for the kohen to get the matanot, we have a concept, hamotzi mechavero alav haraya. Meaning the person who wants to, right, you own this animal, you own the zorah l'chayam and keva, so the kohen, if he wants to claim, give me the matanot, he has to have a proof that it's for sure his. Now the other half, you don't have any proof, right? Lemale aite raya dechoshashin lezera ha'avushkol. If the whole thing is safek, right? And that's what we concluded. The Rabbanan say it's only choshashin lezera ha'av misafek. If it's only misafek, then the second half, and if you say choshashin lezera ha'av, then you'll be chayav. But since you're only saying it's safek, well then the kohen can't take it away from you because it's only safek. Okay? So we could say, "Aitiraya the choshishin lezera'av ushkol." Prove to me the choshishin ushkol, which means it doesn't make sense to say that he's chayav. Okay, so we have Rabbi Elazar. We understand he's poter because en choshishin lezera'av and seva filu miktatze. But according to Chachamim, he should only be half chayav. Ela b'tzvi habala tiyashav v'yalda. What if it the mother is a chayav? Sorry, the mother is a behema. Now they say like this. This one works according to Rabbanan because you could say chayav b'chatzi matanot. I'm sorry, did I say this wrong? I said something wrong. I said the first case wrong. I made a mistake. The first way of reading it, they say according to Rabbanan, if it's all en choshishim misafek, then we split it into two. We have half of it is for sure a behema, right? Half of it is a chaya. So the half that's a behema, for sure, I'm sorry, the half that's a chaya, right? The mother, in this case, let me go back. The mother's the chaya here, right? So if the mother's the chaya, so the first half, for sure you're not chayav. So that's what, I should be on the chachamim side. Okay, this is chachamim. The first half, it's a chayav, the 50% of a chayav, for sure you're not chayav. And the second half, you're also not chayav because it's hamotzi mechaver olav haraya. That's what I mixed up with the second case. Okay? So you shouldn't be chayav at all. So how could they say that you're chayav? Okay? Right? So now they say, so maybe it's the opposite, in which case you'd be chayav at least half, because then that's like what I said before. The half that's a behema, that's the mother, for sure you're chayav. And then the other half that's a chaya, which is the father, it's going to be safek, right? Because again, this whole thing is safek, and ni safek, you're not going to be chaya. So when it says in the braita, you're chayav, it means chayav bechetzi matanot, okay? It doesn't mean you're fully chayav. So that's the way they're going to say it. So bishlama l'rabbana, my chayav bechetzi matanot. Ela l'rabbi Eliezer, l'chayav bekulu matanot. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, it should be the opposite in that case. Rabbi Elazar should be mechayev fully, which Rabbi Elazar is not mechayev at all, right? You know chayav. So basically, that doesn't make sense either. So what could possibly be the case? So what do they answer? La'olam b'tzvi habala tiyasha. It is this last case. So why is Rabbi Elazar not mechayev? Because Rabbi Eliezer, Nami Sipuka Mesapkale, Icho Shashin Lazera Ha'avolo. He is Mesupak. Since he's Mesupak, then you're already going to be Chayav. Then it's going to be like Chamim. We're going to say, you're Chayav B'chatzi Matano. And they're going to, right? If you're going to say he's We just said a minute ago that if he holds, it's Rabbi Eliezer, you should be Chayav B'kulu Matano because the mother is a Behema. So now we're going to say, no, if the mother's a behema, we're choshesh, maybe we are choshesh lezer ha'av, and he holds seve lo miktatze, which means that we're going to view this animal as sefek and he's not going to be chayav at all. Okay? Because, again, it's all sefek now. Because if it's a sefek, choshin lezer ha'av, and he holds seve lo miktatze, then he's going to end up concluding that it's all suffix and a motzi mechaber ala paraya. Okay? So, now they say, okay, wait a minute though. But kevin de la rabbana misapkalu, the rabbi lezer misapkalu, but my plige. So what's the machloket between them if they both hold misafik hosheshin lezer ha'af? So the machloket is, exactly what I said a minute ago, biseva afilu miksatze. That's what their machloket is about. In other words, yes, they're both hosheshin lezer ha'af, but do we say, even if it's part, you're going to be chayav, or if it's part, you're not going to be chayav at all. Rabbanan savre seva filu miksatze. Rabbi Lezer savar seva lo miksatze. Okay, so now we're going to go through, Rav Papa's going to be nice to us, and go through all the cases and explain them now, okay? So, we're going to start with kisui hadam and matanot kuna. Amar Rav Papa, hilkach, le'inyan kisui hadam u'matanot lo mishkachat ela b'tzvi habala tiyasha. Okay, the only case it's going to be relevant for their machloket is going to be when the mother, right, it's so much easier instead of saying Tzvi Habala Tiyasha, you just say where the mother is a behema, right? It makes it much simpler to understand. Where the mother's a behema, de bein le rabbanan, ubein le rabbi Eliezer, misapkalu, icho shishin le zera ha'avolo, v'kamiflage, biseva afilu miktsatze. Okay, in which case, again, both these cases, right, so kisoy hadam, let's start with matanot kuna because we just explained it. So Rav Eliezer is going to say you're not chayav misafek because it's seva filu miksatze. What?
We just did kisui adam.
Yeah, we just did matanot kuna. This roel lechayav mikibah.
Before, I thought you meant Rav.
Right. Well, Rav Papa is bringing both, so I'm explaining both one case at a time. So matanot, it's going to be like we just said. Since it's got a combination, Rav Eliezer is going to say seva lo miksatze, since it's maybe we're supposed to view it as a whole, including the father, therefore we're not going to be chayav, whereas chachamim, we're going to say you're at least chayav chatzi matanot, right? You're not going to be chayav the whole thing, because the second part is going to be safek, and hamotzi mechaber ala paraya. Kisui hadam, we're going to say, you follow the first half is vadai for him, because it's sev afilu miksatze, so for sure part of this is a seh, so part of it you're going to be chayav matanot. When it comes to kisui adam, now it's like I said before, in this case, they both agree. It's all suffik. We don't know, suffik or not, right? So basically, we're going to say, are you chayav in kisui adam or not? Do we view this as the chayav part or not? Do we take into consideration the father, who's the chayav? In which case, if we take into consideration the father, who's the chayav, we're going to say, well, maybe you're chayav. They're both mesupakim. Here, they're going to agree. Maybe you're chayav. And if you're chayav, then you can't be shochet on Yom Tov because we're not allowing you because you're only chayav misafek. Okay, now when it comes to, so those cases can only be relevant, the machloket, if the mother is a behemah and the father's a chayav. So debein l'rabbanan, bein l'rabbi Eliezer misapkalhu, icho shishin l'zera avolo, v'kamiflege b'semen ksatze. L'inyan oto ve'et bino, mishkachala bein b'tayah shabah l'tzviyah u'bein b'tzviyah b'al l'tiyashah. Okay, both cases it's going to work here with Otov et Bino. How does it work? B'taya shabala tzviya. Okay, again. This is, the mother is a chaya. Uli isura. Okay, so it's a taya shabala tzviya, and the issue is li isura. Derabanan, and is it usher, is it not usher? That's the machlok. Derabanan savre, dilma choshishin lezera ha'av, which is a behema. In which case, what do we say? Seva filu miktatze amrinan vasur, and therefore they're going to forbid, because seva filu miktatze. For Elezer savar, nihi nami de choshashin lezera ha'av, even if maybe you'll be choshash for zera ha'av, you're only going to be chayav atobe beno. If it's seva filu miktatze lo amrinan, it has to be a full se. You're not going to be chayav in anything that's a breed of two things. So, okay, that's their machlok. B'tzvi haba l'tiyasha, what if the mother is a behema? Okay, so now, ulam malkot. And the machloket is, do you get malkot? Meaning both think it's asur. Okay, now we're learning something new. Until now, we keep thinking Rav Lezer says there's no isur of otov et bino if it's a crossbreed. Now we're going to say, in the case of tzvi haba l'tiyasha, if the mother's a behema, the issue is malkot. How does it work? Rabbanan savre nihi nami dechoshishin lezera ha'av. Okay, since we're choshesh also v'zera av, sev afilu miktzatze, and since we hold sev afilu miktzatze, so the mother's a behema, for sure you're chayav, right? And sev afilu miktzatze, we don't care that if we consider the zera av, then we end up with a mixture, but he doesn't care. That doesn't bother him. Sev afilu miktzatze, amrina, umalkinale. Rabbi Yelezer savar isura ika malkot leika. Okay, there is isur, but there isn't malkot. Isura ika, as it's forbidden to do, but you're not going to get lashes for it. Why? Isura ika dilma ein choshishin lezeraha v'hai sema al yehu. So what's the issue? Since we don't know, are we choshish for zeraha av or not? We're going to say, well, maybe we're only choshish for the mother, and the mother's a beima. In which case, you're totally chayav. It's a sur. But malkot leika dilma choshishin lezeraha av. But maybe we are choshish for zeraha av, who's a chayav. This safilu miktzatze lo amrinan, and once it's got a combination of something else, we don't say that, in which case, we're not going to give you malkot for it, okay? So now when we say, according to this case, in this case, if the father is a chaya and the mother's a beima, we're going to say that Rabbi Elazar says, it's a sur, but there's no malkot. So they still disagree with chachamim, just a matter about, do you get the punishment or not? This is interesting, right? If it's safek, we're going to say, well, don't do it, because maybe it's a sur, but we're not going to be able to punish you in court, because maybe you really didn't do anything wrong. Okay, that's the end of that majorly confusing stuff about, you know, which is the father, which is the mother, and all that. Okay, the rest of the daf is much simpler. Amar Rav Yehuda, koi bria b'fnei atzmahi, v'lo hechriyu b'chachamim im min behemahi im min chayahi. He says that a koi, Rav Yehuda has a different approach. Until now we said a koi is part tzvi, part taish. Okay, right, we don't know which part. But now, Rav Yehuda says, no, it's its own independent animal. And we assumed it was a sepe because it's made up of mother and father from different breeds, right? One chaya, one behema. He says, no, it's some animal that the rabbis just don't know which category it falls into. Rav Nachman Amar, koize el habar. Okay, now they're trying to decide what creature this is. So Rav Nachman says it's a wild ram. Okay, so the Steinsaltz is always good for this kind of stuff. So he explains that a wild ram is again, all this is kind of what we attribute them to. It's not 100% clear. But he says that a wild ram is assumed to be the muflan. I don't know what that is. I've never heard of that kind of animal. But it's, according to many scientific theories, it's the ancestor of modern domesticated sheep. And the issue is that it's similar to sheep, but it lives in mountainous regions kind of on its own. So it's got the domesticated animal type thing because it's like a sheep. On the other hand, it's roaming all the time and it doesn't actually live, you know, with an owner at all. So therefore, it's more like an undomesticated animal.
You're reading from Koran, not from Steinsaltz.
Koran is based on the Steinsaltz.
They're departing completely because this other
Koran is just a translation of the Steinsaltz.
Got it.
This other one, they saw it coming out of a female goat, so they know it's a half of, they don't have to.
That's what they think a koi is.
Uh-huh.
These other people are saying, oh no, the koi is its own. Yeah, they're departing from what we said. Okay? So now we're having different approaches as to what this koi is. I know, exactly. That would have been helpful. Kitinai, this is like a machloka tanaim, by the way. Koi ze el habar v'yeshamrim ze habam min atayish u min atzvia. Okay, so what the Amoraim were discussing was actually a Tana Idik debate. Rabbi Yossi Omer, koi b'ria b'fnei atzmohi. Okay, a third is that it's its own independent creature. It's not either one of these things. V'lo echriyu b'chachamim im min chayayim min behema. Okay, that's his approach, right? But the rabbis just didn't know where to put it. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, min behemahi. He says radically, okay, forget about the fact, is it its own thing? He actually says it's clear it's a behema, which is interesting. V'shal beit Doshai hayu megadlim mehen adarim adarim. In the house of Doshai, they would breed them in flocks. which shows what? That they're domesticated. Okay, so there you have a four-way machloket. Is it four or five? There were four opinions there about what it is in the Tani, right? It's elabar, tayesh tzvi'a, right, bria b'fnei atzma, or min behema b'chlal. Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar of Safra, Amar of Hamnuna, Hani Ize Debale. Okay, now we're talking about these Ize Debale, okay, which is Izim that are in the forests. Ksherot legabe mizbeach. You can use them on the mizbeach, which means we count them as behemoth, and we count them as in the category of Izim. Savra laki had Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Eser behemoth mina katu vitu lo. Okay, for this you have to understand the psukim. Okay, the psukim in the Torah and Dvarim, Yud Dalid, Pasuk Dalid. Zot ha-behema asher tochelu. Shor, se, ksavim, v'se, izim. Okay, that's the first pasuk. Those are all behemot. Next pasuk starts, Ayal, utzvi, v'yachmor, v'ako, v'dishon, uta'o, v'zamer. Okay, those are all chayot. So now the assumption is these are the 10 animals, and you know, meaning animals, domesticated and undomesticated animals that are listed, and there are no others. Okay, so what does that mean? Vahani midilo kachashav lihu bahade chayot. And since the eze debale aren't listed with the chayot, shma mina de ez nidu. Since it's a kosher animal and it's not listed, and all the animals are listed, it's got to go into one of those categories. If it wasn't, since it's called an ez, the assumption is it goes with the izim. Otherwise, it would have listed it separately as a chayah. If it was a different, if it diverged from the typical izim, then it would have listed it with the chayot. Matkifla ravacha bar Yaakov, ve'ema, why don't you say like this? Why are you assuming these are the only behemot and chayot there are and there aren't anymore? Why don't you say, ayelu tzvi prat, kol behema klal, pratu klal, naseh klal mosifa la prat. When you have a prat, and then you when you have a, right, it starts up with kol behema, right? So, zota behema asher tochlu, right, b'chol behema is actually after. Okay, so when you have a klalu prat, oh, sorry, kol behema is a klal, right, maybe it's klalu pratu klal, no, or no, it's kol behema is a klal. It's a pratu klal, I see. It's a prat, then after the prat comes a klal, because right after that it says kol behema. So when you have that, what does it show? The naseh klal mosif ala prat, which means ikatuva, which means, right, they're saying, oh, well, there's more besides just the list. So they say that means these eze debale could be another category, could be a whole new entity, in which case maybe it could be a chaya. So then they say, imken, but here's the obvious problem with this, saying it's a prat uklal, kol hane prate lamali. That's usually when you have like one or two or three pratim. But here you have 10 animals listed. Why list 10 and no more if there's just a few more, right? It doesn't make any sense. So matkevla rav acha b'red rav ika, v'dilma mina de'ako ninu. Maybe it's like the ako. Okay, the ako, again, this is very helpful from the Steinsaltz Koren. So ako, most people say this is the Nubian ibex. And then, so they're saying maybe it's an akko, and that falls into that category. Amar le Rav Acha, b'reid Rav le Rav Ashi, v'amar le Rav Acha, b'reid Rav Avya le Rav Ashi. Somebody said it to somebody. Dilma mina de ta'o, o mina de zamar ninu. He says, what do you mean? He says, why are you putting it there? Maybe it's a ta'o. Maybe it's a zamar. Okay, a ta'o is generally sometimes translated as an antelope, or it could be what we call nowadays the buffalo. Some say it's an auroch, which is a large wild cattle. Okay, there's some people say it's a bison clue. They don't exactly know what this is. And a zemer is often wild sheep. Okay, even though they don't really know what it is, some people say it's a spotted, in the Targum of Shivim, it says it's a spotted camel. Some people say it's a giraffe because it's sort of a little looking like a camel. I don't know if I would have equated those two. But anyway, they're not exactly sure what that is. So, why wouldn't you put it in that category? And then this clearly the struggle what to do with it. Amar le Rav Chanan le Rav Ashi. And now we're getting onto a different thing, which is a different approach in general. Until now, what did we say? One second. He's talking now about the... Right, this is, so we're not sure what to do with it. He says, Shari Tarbayu. He matirs, it's Chelev. which means that he views it as a chaya and not a behema. Okay, and all these other people were saying, right, maybe it's here, maybe it's there. He says, oh, it's for sure a chaya and we can eat its fats. Right, because the chaylev, remember, only is forbidden to the behemot, because the behemot, the chaylev gets burned on the mizbeach. That's how you remember. Right? If you have trouble remembering this, the way you remember is since we burn the chaylev on the mizbeach, and the mizbeach is only behemot, therefore, and when you regular shecht it, it's forbidden to eat the fats. Okay, ba mine abba bere de rav minyamin barchia, me rafuna barchia. He asked rafuna barchia, hane eze de bali mau le gabe mizbeach. Can we bring them on the mizbeach? Okay, does it count like as an ez? Amarlei, ad kan lo pligi Rabbi Yosef Rabbanan ela b'shor habar. We know there's a machloka Rabbi Yosef Rabbanan about a shor habar, whether you can use, because remember, anything that's wild sounds like a chaya, although it's a shor. So what do we do with a wild shor? So he wants to say, their machloka was only about a shor habar, which, and then he'll say what he thinks about the izi debali. Right? In other words, the point is, they have a machloka there, but obviously izi debali come under the category of izi. Ditznan shor habar min behemahu, Rabbi Yossi omer min chaya. Dirabanan savre, midimitargaminan torbala min torbala. Since the way they translate is torbala, which means shor habar, mina de behemahu. Since it's called a shor habar, it must be a type of shor. Rabbi Yossi savre, midikachashiv le bahade chayot, mina de chaya hava. Since it's listed with the chayot, therefore, it's a meat of a chaya. One second. Right, the shor habar is translated as oryx. One second. Where is it listed? Okay, so when they say Dimitar Targaminan, okay, first of all, a shor habar, some people say it's a buffalo, an American buffalo. That's what a shor habar is. And the Targum Unculus about the word to'o translates it as the shor habar. So that shows that it's a chaya. That's what he says. Okay, Rabbi Yossi understands the Targum. He takes that to be the halacha, and he says that's clear that it's a chaya, not a behema. Aval hane, but their machloket is only about shor habar. But divrei hakol mina de ez ninu. But with the ez, we're going to say the ez habar that or the ez hayar. That's clearly going to be an ez. Matkefla rav acha bered ravika v'dilma mino de akko ninu. But maybe it's they keep still raising the question. Maybe it's an akko. Amar le ravina le rav ashi v'dilma mina de ta'o omina de zemer ninu. Maybe it's a type of one of these. Clearly, not only did, right, in the commentary here, we don't know what it means, but they also weren't sure what the identification of all these animals were. Amalei Rav Nachman Rav Ashi, Ameimar Shari Tarbahu. Again, he says, Ameimar treated it clearly as a chaya and said that it was matir the chaylev. Remember, if it's safek, then of course he's, right, if we're not sure, then you can't matir the chaylev. It's an isur doraita. So he viewed it really as fully the case. Okay. Ketzad hashochet. And now we're back to our Mishnah. If you remember our Mishnah? Our Mishnah went into all these cases of two chulin and two kochim, and both were bachutz, both were bifnim, etc. So now we're going to say, Amar Rabbi Yoshaya, kula matznitin de lo ke Rabbi Shimon. The Mishnah doesn't follow Rabbi Shimon's opinion. How so? Mimai. Midekatane, kochim bachutz. Okay, when it said, let's take the first case of kochim bachutz. You did two kochim outside. Harishon, chayav karet. Ushnehem psulim, ushnehem sofkim et arba'im. Again, how does this work? You do kochim b'chutz. The first one's chayv karet. You also get malko for that because the chayv karet you're going to get malko for also. Shnehem are psulim because kochim b'chutz, the meat is pasul. And then the second one is otov epino, and you're chayv for otov epino. You're not chayv because of shchutei chutz because it's already not ra'oi li karev. So you don't get malko or karet for that, but you get malko for otov epino. And the meat becomes disqualified because it was kodshim. Remember, we talked about once you designate it as kodshim, we saw two opinions, but I'll go with the first one, which is once you designate it as kodshim, it has chiyuv me'ila, and since you never sprinkle the blood, you basically never end up getting rid of the me'ila. So it's asur bahana. So, now, that's so far just our Mishnah. What's Rabbi Shimon? Michti shamina le'le Rabbi Shimon da'amar, shchita she'ena ru'uya lo shma shchita. If you do a, this is a really fascinating shita. If you do a shchita that's not a valid shchita, okay, then it's not called shchita at all. So, kama, In this case, you did kodshim b'chutz, right? You did shchutei chutz. Miktal katle, you just killed the animal, you actually didn't do shchita. Now, what does it say about oto vepino? Lo tishchitu b'yam echad. Well, you didn't shecht the first one, so therefore you just killed him. You're not chayav for shechting the son in that case. Okay? Sheni mitkabel bifnimhu. Wait. Kama miktal katle. Right? Sheni mitkabel bifnimhu. What does it mean, mitkabel bifnimhu? The second one could be ra'oi right now to be brought as a korban because you didn't slaughter its father, killed its father, but you didn't slaughter, assuming, let's just go, the father was first, doesn't matter which one was first. But the point is, you slaughtered you didn't slaughter the parent. It's not viewed as shchita. So since it's not viewed as shchita, there's no otov epino. This could now, in theory, be brought bifnim. What'd you do with it, though? You brought it outside. Now that it's ra'oi l'karev, what should happen to you? Shchutei chutz, you should be chayv karet for it. We just said you weren't chayv karet because, in the Mishnah, because it's not ra'oi l'karev, because you can't bring it today, it's called mechusar zman. So, karet nami l'chayev, so therefore you should also be chayv karet. Okay, that doesn't look like Rabbi Shimon. Next case, chulim bifnim shnehem psulim, basheni sofegat arba'im, right? Both meats are pasul because you did chulim bifnim, but only the second one gets malko because you're only mevatel and ase by shechting chulin inside, so you don't get malko for that. You only get malko for a tov epino. So michli shamin alei the Rabbi Shimon damar shchita she'ena ru'uya lo shma shchita. Kama miktal katle. So again, the first one wasn't anything. Sheni amai sofegat arba'im. So the second one, you shouldn't get malko because there was no otov epino, according to Rabbi Shimon. Kodshin bifnim. Harishon kasheru patur, vasheni sofegat arba'im. You see, this time it's much simpler, right? All these cases. So kodshim inside, let's say both kodshim are done inside. So the first one is kasher upatur, right? And there's no problem. Vasheni sofegat arba'im. The second one, you're chayv mishum otov epino, upasul, and then the meat's going to be disqualified. Michdi shamina le the Rabbi Shimon. Now we're going to learn something even more interesting about Rabbi Shimon. He says, shchita she'ena ruya lo shma shchita. So shchita kodshim nami shchita she'ena ru'uyehi. Tekama de lo zarek dam lo mishtare basar. He says this fascinating thing. Shchita in general, what does shchita do? It matures the food for eating. Anytime you shecht kodshim bifnim properly, that's not called shchita. Why is it not called shchita? Because it's not mutar by shechting it. Shechting didn't matir it ba'achila. Only once you sprinkle the blood is it going to be mutar ba'achila. And therefore, he doesn't consider this as shchita, which means otov epino is never going to be relevant for any kodshim. It doesn't matter bifnim b'chutz. There's not going to be otov epino because the first shchita is not actually considered a shchita. Because it didn't, what does shchita mean? Food is matir ba'achila. Again, this is a unique opinion. And everyone else views it as shchita.
I don't understand, but why didn't they throw the blood then? The first one, and then it would be a valid shchita?
No. He says, since the shchita, you know, it doesn't matter whether you sprinkle the blood or not. Since the shchita itself, by itself, doesn't matir eating, if for eating, but you need to sprinkle the blood to do it, that shchita is not considered shchita. Okay? That's what he holds.
But so he's bypassing not to kill the young one, he's bypassing it
entirely for korbanot.
And, but
he thinks it's not relevant for korbanot.
It's because of semantics. It's a concept of the Torah.
Well,
and he's going with
the law. Right. So, again, where does the law apply? There's certain laws that apply in the Beit HaMikdash, certain laws that apply outside the Beit HaMikdash. He views Beit HaMikdash as a different...
They're just trying to figure out...
No, it's not just an intellectual exercise, because he actually thinks that there's no... It's not... No, it's a little weird to not call it shchita, because the Torah always talks about your shech, the animal. But he says that's not called the shchita. That when we talk about otov epino, he basically is saying that otov epino is just not relevant to the korbanot world.
So the holy,
it's like a different world. Yeah, it's
the
got different. You can do that, right? It's very radical. It's very, very radical. Okay. So and it's, he obviously thinks it is shchita, but it's not shchita for when the Torah references shchita in other places. It's almost like saying the shchita in the Beit HaMikdash is a unique shchita. And it's just different. And it's removed from all other references to shchita anywhere else, which is mainly otov epino. I don't know if there's other ramifications of this. So now he says, so therefore, Shenia, my sofek et arba'im, upasul, right? The second one was done kodshim bifnim, and it wasn't otov epino, because we already said otov epino is not relevant, and therefore, it shouldn't be sofek et arba'im, and it shouldn't be pasul, it should be a perfectly good korban. Elash mamina de lo ke Rabbi Shimon. Okay, so therefore, the Mishnah is clearly not like Rabbi Shimon. Now they say, pshita, isn't it obvious that the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Shimon? And why are you telling us this? Dahachi ita shchita kodshim. One second, how do you read this? Pshita dahachi ita. Pshita dahachi ita. Clearly, this is right, the Mishnah is not saying, it's not like him. So what do they say? Shchita kodshim itzri chale. They wanted you to know this unique halacha that we all kind of, you know, were open-eyed about, really. That was what they wanted you to know. Shchita kodshim itzri chale. Salkadata chamina, shchita kodshim. You might have thought, which you all thought, that it's shchita re'uyahi, right? You might have thought it's a perfectly good shchita, right? It's different from when you shecht kodshim b'chutz, and it's a bad shchita, but this is actually a perfectly legitimate shchita. Daha, I nachir v'zarik dam lo mishtare basar, v'chishachet mishtare basar, u'shchita re'uyahi. In other words, since you're going to take it and you're going to sprinkle the blood, right, and if, one second, deha, right, if you would take the korban and sprinkle its blood, and a basar and yitar b'chishachet, all right, I see, right, if you just stabbed it, it's not that the blood matures it b'achila, it's shchita plus zrika dam, right, in other words, it's not like you say, the shchita doesn't mature b'achila, only the sprinkling of the blood does, you can't stab the animal and sprinkle the blood, that won't be okay. Lo mishtari basar. B'chishachit, but since you shefted it, mishtari basar, u'shchita ru'ya, you might actually call it a shchita ru'ya, even though it needs the zrika dam, it's still a shchita ru'ya, ka mashmalan. Okay? Therefore, it comes to teach you that that's not the case according to Rabbi Shimon. V'lil keinami mishum lav de mechusar zman. So now they say, wait a minute, but shouldn't, okay, now we're going back to the Mishnah about Otovet Beno, okay, in the case where both are Kodshim and they were done Bifnim, we said the second one is Sofeget Arbaim because of Otovet Beno. So now they're saying, why don't you also get Malkot because of the Lav of Mechusar Zman? That you brought a Korban that was not allowed to be brought. It was the wrong time. Just like if you bring it before the eighth day, it would be Aser. Okay, so this also, you brought it before it was allowed because today it's not allowed, tomorrow it would have been. Ditanya, how do we know there's a low tase here? Minayin l'chol ha'psulim shebeshur v'sebeseh shehu b'lo yeratzeh. Talmud lamar v'shur v'seh sarua v'kalut. Okay, the whole pasuk is nidava tase uto u'l'neder lo yeratzeh. If you have a shur or a seh, that's sarua v'kalut. Sarua is one leg is longer than the other. These are balei mum. Okay, or it's kalut. It doesn't have the split hooves. We've seen that term many times. Why did it say shor v'seh? It just could have said sarua v'kalut lo yeratzeh. So why does it say shor v'seh? To teach you that lo yeratzeh is not only relevant to these balei mumim, it's also relevant to any shor v'seh that's not allowed to be brought as a sacrifice. For example, it's mechusar zman, like our otov epino. So you'd be chayev because you shefted otov epino, but in addition, you're chayev because you tried to bring it as kodshim, inside as a korban, and that's lo yeratzeh. Anything that's mechusar zman is lo yeratzeh. So why didn't you say that, right? You should have said you get two sets of malko, right? Which we say many times, right? You get two sets of malko because you did two things wrong. So what do they answer? The best, the easiest answer to say, ki chachashiv lave dotov epino lave nochai lo chachashiv. The subject of our Mishnah was Otov Epino. When they talk about Sofeget Arbaim, they're talking about only regarding Otov Epino. They weren't talking about, obviously you get another 40 lashes for bringing a Mechusar Zman to the Beit HaMikdash. That's a whole different issue, but that wasn't the focus of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah was focusing only on the Malkot of this. What's the problem of saying that? We saw there was Malkot for Shchut Echutz, right? The first one gets Malkot for Shchut Echutz in certain cases, and the second one gets Malkot for this. So, v'lo, v'ha kochim b'chutz, delave nochraininu. That's a topic that doesn't have to do with our case. V'kachashiv, and it did mention it. Dekatane, as it says in the Mishnah, kochim b'chutz harishon chayav karet u'shnehem sufkim et arba'im. So there you see, it's talking about other Malkot. Bishlama sheni mishum delav lav do'tov epino. Ela rishon amai sofeg lav mishum lav deshchut echutz. And this is just explaining it, right? We understand the second one gets it because of otov epeno, but doesn't the first one get it because of shchut echutz? So here's their creative answer. Kol hecha deleik alav de otov epeno chashiv lav enochrei. Kol hecha deik alav de otov epeno lo chashiv lav enochrei. That's when it. When it's talking about the second animal, where the lav of otov epeno, it's only relating to the malkut of otov epeno. When it's talking about the first animal, where there's no lav yet of otov epeno, then they might bring in, oh, you get malkut for some other issue. Okay? But when it comes to the second one, since they're focusing on the malkut of otov epeno, they don't mention the malkut of lo yeretzeh. This is a very tough answer, because it's a bit of a struggle. Okay? Rabbi Zera Amar, Hanach, Lemechusar Zman, okay, now we're giving a different answer, why the Mishnah didn't say it, okay, about the Lemechusar Zman. So he gives maybe, right, maybe there's a better answer. Dakatuv nitko la'ase. Okay, what does this mean? The lav here is connected to an ase, right? It says, otov epeno lotishchatu biyom, one second, right, lotishchatu biyom achad, and then the pasuk says, miyom ashmini vahala yeratse. Actually, I think we're talking only about the right. What does it say in that pasuk? Shur o kesev o ez ki vale vayashivak yamim tachanimo umayom shmini vahala yeretzel korbani shel Hashem. Right. So the mechusar zman. Right. I think they really are talking about our lav because there's no lav in that pasuk. So I assume he means. Right. Our lota say is connected to an ase. Now it's not exactly right, but there they're saying. From that day, yeratze. And I guess the lotase is the, maybe, well, I think it's like this. Okay, what's a lavanitko lase? I think they're just using lavanitak lase in a different way than it usually is. Lavanitak lase means there's a, like, what's the classic example? Hashev tashiv, right? Don't, lo tuchal litalem, don't ignore if you find the lost item on the floor, return it to its owner. So you don't get malkot if you ignore. You ignore someone's thing, even though there's a lo tase. So here, there's a lo tase we said before of lo yeretzeh, from the shor v'seh, we darshan, any kind of thing that's not allowed to be brought is a lo tase. But in this case, it says, miyom ha-shmini v'hala yeretzeh, there's a fixing of it. Yes, you can't bring it today, but you can bring it tomorrow. Now, that's only about the pasuk about the 7 days and the 8th day. That's not our pasuk. But our pasuk is also, you can't shecht him today, but you can shecht him tomorrow. There's a way to fix this. When there's a way to fix it, you can do it. Now, obviously, once you slaughtered it, there's no way to fix it. But the point is that since there is an ase mentioned about it, that it can be brought another time, therefore you're not going to get malkot for it. Okay? So, miyom ha-shmini'in me'ikara lo. Right? Only before that lo. Lav haba michlal ase. Right? It's, therefore, we're going to say this is a lav haba michlal ase. And therefore, right, lava ba michlal ase, okay, and you're not going to get malka for it. So then they say, wait a minute, v'ha mebae, the miyom ha-shmini, we need for something else, the charabi apotriki. De rabi apotriki rami k'tiv, he says, v'yashivat yamim tachat imo, ha-lay l'chaze, u'k'tiv miyom ha-shmini v'hala yeratze, miyom ha-shmini v'hala in, lay l'lo, ha-ketzad. Right, so now he needs this whole thing about miyom ha-shmini v'hala. You can't use it to learn. It's an itak lase because you need it for this concept that you might have thought you can already bring it on the leil shmini. Comes to teach you only miyom ha-shmini v'hala. Okay, but not laila ha-ketzad. Laila l'kedusha biyom lahartza'ah. Okay, at night it already becomes kadosh. It has sanctity on it. Okay, but only the next day is it going to be allowed to be brought. So what's the answer to this question? Don't we need miyom ha-shmini for that and not for this? K'tiv k'achrina, there's a different pasuk that says, kein ta'ase l'shorcha u'litzoncha. This is in Shmot Kaf Bet. Shivat yamim yeh mimo, b'yom ha-shmini titno li. And from there we can learn Rabbi Apotriki's halacha, and we don't need to learn it from miyom ha-shmini, and therefore we have a better answer, which is the reason you don't get malko for that is because the lavani takla se, as opposed to the first reason, which is you get malko, just the Mishnah didn't mention it.